Oh, okay. Are you going to stay here? Yes, for a while. Why? Well, I'm going to the market and I thought you might want to come with me. No, I'd rather stay here if you don't mind. No, that's okay. May I come with you? Asked Cassidy. Yes, of course. But we better hurry before it gets too hot. Cassie and Patricia left and started to walk down the street toward the market. You were a nurse during the war, weren't you? Asked Cassidy. Yes, I was. Why? My friend Rose is seeing a young man named Robert who was wounded during the war. She says he's the sweetest guy most of the time, but occasionally gets very moody and even violent. She doesn't know what to do. She says he wasn't that way before the war. Patricia sighed. War does terrible things to men, not just their bodies, but also their mind. I wish I could tell you that your friend's boyfriend would get better, but I can't. I do believe one thing, though, that love is a very powerful medicine. Tell your friend that if she really loves Robert, it will be worth it in the end, but there will be a lot of hard times ahead, and she should be ready for it. Thank you. I'll tell her. It's strange that the hardest period of my life, seeing young men at the height of their youth being torn apart, their life ruins. Yet at the same time, I felt so good that I was doing something so important. Do you think that's strange? No, I think it's perfectly normal. They spent the next hour shopping in the market. Cassidy noticed that Patricia paid twice what she should have at the stall owned by a tall black woman who sold dry beans. She was about to say something, but Patricia gave her a look, so she kept quiet, although she didn't know why. Patricia was sorry she had to keep a secret from Cassidy. She seemed like a nice young lady. However, when it came to the issue of race, the nicest people could turn very ugly. I think we have everything we need. Are you a good cook? Cassidy asked shyly. Yes, I think I am. I was taught by my mother when I was young. Could you teach me? My mother died when I was quite young, and I never learned. I would love to teach you. Thank you. Well, why don't we go home and start now?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.